Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Say goodbye to diluted creams and serums that are often made up of 70% water and 15% preservatives, leaving minimal space for the ingredients your skin craves. The scientists behind Fiber Skincare have spent 15 years perfecting nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. And just 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping these nanofibers around oil or liquid-based ingredients. The result was a formula that delivers five times more active ingredients compared to creams or serums with no need for fillers like water preservatives or emulsifiers. The first formulation made with this technology is a plant-based anti-wrinkle set of patches that you use over 7 days, applying them just like your favorite serums. Your skin will feel tighter in 10 seconds, and over 7 days, the program is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by 19.4%. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee where if your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they will give you your money back, no questions asked. Go to fiberskincare.com and use code unfiltered for 15% off.
When you always blame someone else and don't take responsibility for your part of the situation, you never move past it because then someone else is always in control.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
Natalie, what do I do?
I hope it's giddy giddy.
Well, hello, guys. It is a day. You know, I actually had I have a formula for failure. You want to hear it?
I'll hear yours.
Formula for failure. So number one, we just got news that they're not going to continue our wine program anymore, so we will not carry the wine. There's a lot of theories on that, and that'll be another podcast.
Okay.
Because I'm like, to get into that right now.
Yeah.
There's a lot of layers that go into it, and you know, it's still not settled, like the conversation. So once maybe we have some time to like reflect on the actual situation, we can come at it with a better understanding. But at the end of the day, no matter where the problems lay, it's still a failure, whether it was us, them, whoever.
And you know, guys, just so you know, if this is the first time you're hearing this, we're very, very, very disappointed. And there's, because it wasn't, it was a partnership, it's out of our hands that it can be taken away from us, which is the way it is. And, the only thing is, like, once I go through, like, the first, like, moments of disappointment, and obviously just, like, disappointed in ourselves, is, like, I can't help but immediately, like, I know it's usually, it can take people a really long time. I immediately think, this happened for a reason, and what's the next opportunity that's going to be presented because this has been taken?
Yep. Well, that's one way to cope with anything. That's like a coping mechanism that you have, which is.
And it always, it always works. Or maybe it's the way my mind sees it.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, because you can see it two ways, right? Or like you can, God, I saw a meme the other day. It was not a meme, like a quote. It was like, the glass is never half empty or half full. It's always able to be refilled. Mm-hmm. So it's like, if you had a half day today, you can fill it back up and have a full day, you know, so it's never like one way or the other.
It's always your mind, your main frame of mind anyways.
I do also have like, so for me, it's like, it's a feeling. Okay. So number one, when it's like, I call it like a gross feeling. You're like, oh, like, it's like something is bothering you and you feel like, kind of like, what is that? Like sometimes I'll have the feeling and I have to like go through what may be bothering me. So like, if you have like something that didn't work out or you don't like the feeling of something or like you're in a situation where you're like, oh, I hate that. I think like thinking about it and just letting it like sit with you and be like, okay, let me it's almost like I walk through my head everything that may be bothering me from every 360 degree. Like, okay, why would this bother me? I kind of go there first and then I literally talk to myself, why would this bother me? And then I have to like, you know, it's so easy to blame. It's so easy to attack. It's so easy to like, well, they did this or this was this. And that's a coping skill so everyone can feel better. Mm-hmm. But if you can actually, you know, I'm not interested in what quote unquote they did wrong. I'm interested in what we could have done better. And so the first thing I do is like, I think that's an honesty you have to have with yourself. Like you have to actually be vulnerable enough to understand that you could potentially do something wrong.
Yes.
Or like you could potentially fail or you could potentially, you know, go to the wrong place. So
and on that note, guys, the best thing that you can do in that situation, if you have the ability to, is to ask. Because if it isn't clear to you where you've gone wrong or what you could do better,
mm-hmm.
asking someone else just out of not in an argument, mm-hmm. just in an
authentic way.
I would love some clarity. It's the best way to find out where you possibly went wrong.
Yeah, and asking. Not even went wrong or how you could improve next mm-hmm. time. Because wrong is fucking one person's opinion. Wrong isn't facts. Mm-hmm. Unless, like, you know, you break the law and you're actually wrong. But, like, when it's in terms of, like, your own in a relationship, whatever it is. And I'll never forget when, way back when, Jennifer Aniston was like, it's not just him. We both went wrong. And it wasn't, we could easily blame him, but like a relationship is two people. Mm-hmm. It's not just one person.
Totally.
And you know, if both parties aren't sitting there saying, if you're both not reflecting what went wrong, then you're never going to grow.
Yeah.
So even if it's not even, if it's a situation that you can reflect on, like where did I go wrong with that? I've had this feeling many times and sometimes it's just out of your control. Like one of our, we've been let go a few times and like mm-hmm. this isn't our first time, if you will. So understanding the process of how to get through it, I think, is the most important thing. And if you have a strategy in your head, you can almost tackle it differently. So I'll give you mine. Might not work for you, maybe will, but first thing, fucking walk around and talk to yourself. Like just talk it through in your brain. Why don't I like this? Why do I feel this? What's this feeling? And then sometimes it even happens to me in parenting where I'm like, God, something like fucking feels gross mm-hmm. right now. Like, what is this gross feeling? Mm-hmm. And maybe it's one of your kids is not doing well or they're not, you know? And then I think the next thing is if you can like sit on it and not react right away, because the first thing is you want to react so hard. And if you can just like sit on it and like walk around and like give it 24 hours before you go through anything.
And potentially, like, I mean, this is yours, but I would say talk to someone that you trust and let them hear you, because it's always really interesting what other people's perspective might be that you didn't see it that way.
Yeah. And also you can even ask them not to respond if you think they're going to infuriate mm-hmm. you. Just like,
yep.
even if it's a fucking dog, like if you
yep.
talk it out loud, I think sometimes it heightens, desensitizes.
Did you say the dog?
Yeah.
Oh, the dog. Yeah.
Like anyone who hears you
mm-hmm.
doesn't respond.
Mm.
Like if you need to not hear, if someone's going to, you're going to want to punch someone in the face when they give you, like, well, what'd you do wrong?
Yeah.
Like what, you know, if you don't want to hear sometimes your spouse isn't the best person to talk.
Oh, are you kidding?
Through
most of the time they're not.
Without, you
there's
know,
too many, it's like sex is like everything. The relationship with your spouse is so intertwined with things that aren't aren't about what's right in front of you.
Exactly. That's a really good way to put it. And then I would say the third thing is, like, be okay with the uncomfortable feeling and know that it will pass. And as time goes on, it will get pass. Less and less and less. And your rejection and your fear, your rejection and the feeling of, like embarrassment or, like, what, like, embarrassment, disappointment, all of those feelings, when you kind of sit in it, and you don't, like, beat yourself up over it, and you just kind of try to learn from it, you kind of move past it in a way, mm-hmm. and it might always sting a little bit, like, it might always be like, huh, you know, but when you always blame someone else and don't take responsibility for your part of the situation, you never move past it, because then someone else is always in control.
I can see that guy's balls.
Oh, wow. Then you're always in control of, like, something different. So if you can, like, do your best to let it go over time and not expect it to... Don't try to immediately make yourself feel better. Sometimes fucking sitting in it gets you over it faster than if you just try to move on over it
they
the next
say
day.
It's like even, like, in a breakup, and if you guys have ever had your heart broken or whatever, I remember someone said... There was this one girl... I mean, it hurts a lot, right? Just, like, you know, being... being disappointed by a relationship or any situation that you expected to be different. And in breakups, someone said once, like, this girl was dating this guy for 5 years, and they said for her to get fully 100% over it because he left her, it would take half the time of the relationship. So 2.5, because she kept, like, talking yeah. about it. So 2.5 years later, she, even though she had a different boyfriend at the time, it was still in her. They said it takes, like, half of the relationship time to get over it. But I mean,
well, you want to know what I learned, which I'll never get over, is that if we didn't get over things, including death, which is so mm-hmm, tragic, mm-hmm. human evolution would not mm-hmm. continue. Mm-hmm. So it's terrible to say, but, like, you, as the time goes on, and I know they say time heals everything, but biologically and, like, fundamentally, it actually does, because...
And if you don't get over it,
you will.
You can die.
But you will.
But some don't.
And then
they die.
I disagree. Oh. I think because, like, if you...
I fully believe that some people just die of broken hearts.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, maybe that. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, like, but that's rare. That's not, like...
Mm-hmm, no.
Not most people aren't, like...
But, I mean, if we're talking about death, the death of, like, their children.
And that's not biologically normal.
Mm-mm.
I'm talking about, like, partners and, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. you know, if you physically could... If we physically could not move on... then the world would stop.
Yeah.
Because if you had fell in love and then you were, like, if you were paralyzed by hurt and rejection and fear, nothing would move on. So
it's so amazing how it happens, how you go through the steps, though. Like, you think, you know, and when you're first, let's say it's a breakup or it's a, you lost your job or something really big happens, in those feelings, you cannot imagine that you'll ever wake up and not feel that way anymore. But it happens, and it's like, it happens every time, this, like, not exactly the same way, but it's like, inevitably, your heart and your thoughts will move on. And we have someone on our team who I knew exactly what they were feeling and what
our speaking intro wasn't connected.
They were thinking and feeling when they were so into someone, and they thought, there'll never be a time when I don't feel that way anymore, you know? And it always does, but it's, you just have to remind yourself that, or people around you can remind you that, or you can remind someone else that you will get over it and you will move on.
And I want to take a quick break and remind you all of something about if I could pinpoint the feeling, this is what it would be.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
As moms, we are often juggling a million and one things. With our kids going in a million different directions and taking care of everyone else can mean that we often forget about ourselves. It's time to reclaim a little me time with some well-deserved self-care. And for us, that doesn't have to mean a lot. It can be picking a favorite product and taking a little extra time to do our daily routine. Dime Beauty offers clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. They are 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. You know we don't have the energy to remember the order of a 10-step routine, so we love that the Work system keeps things simple for us and has everything you need in one powerful package with a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers. Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their beauty reviews are literally all 5 stars. If you haven't checked out Dime, it's time. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
So I was talking to someone yesterday, and they fucked up royally. And they said, it's like I'm getting in, like, it's like you're in trouble from the principal, and you don't know if you, like, when you go to school, if you're going to be expelled, suspended,
it's the worst
but
feeling.
You know, when they call your name and you know, you've done something wrong,
it's not good news.
And you know, you're like, you're sweat. You're like, oh my God, oh my God, how much have I, you know, because as a grown up, we don't necessarily have that feeling as much as kids have as when I call my, I'm like, I need to talk to you. She's like, oh my God, I'm in trouble. Oh my God. Like that feeling of like, what have I done wrong?
I felt that so often in my adolescence.
So that feeling is kind of the same feeling of like feeling like it's an overwhelming wash of like, you just want to vomit and barf at the same time and just be like, oh my God, this is like such a gross feeling. I hate this feeling. Mm-hmm. And when I was talking to someone yesterday, and they explained that feeling of like, I feel like gross. And I'm like,
totally.
I understand what you're saying. You feel like when the phone rings and you've done something bad and they call your name and you're walking to the principal's office, you're like, so point being is we all have to have those feelings. Our kids have to have those feelings because they never end. It keeps on going as an adult. And if you learn to work through them and we teach our kids to work through them, it will only serve all of us better, because no one is obsolete from feeling these feelings. Even the heads of the fucking world still have these feelings.
It's just important to know how you like to work through it.
And no one talks about it. How do you work through it?
I mean, I find for me, it's like, I don't like to assume what happened. I like to find out the reason. That makes me feel better, is to like, just, you know, it's always like if there's ever like a thing, I'm like, well, let's call them. Let's find out. Let's ask.
Yeah.
You know, because that makes me feel better, because I think that you can make up a lot of stories in your head of what happened, why he didn't like you anymore, what he was doing.
Oh God.
Why they hired someone else and all that.
Why don't you like me anymore? Just out of curiosity.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, what happened? Or why I didn't get the job? Why don't you ask? Find out.
Would you call him, say it, find out?
But these days, in the person that I am now, yes.
Yes, but back in the day, no.
Oh my gosh, no, when I was younger, I'd be like, oh my God, I didn't get the job. I don't even remember never, ever not getting a job. But like, these days I would call up, and I think that's the right thing to do. Because otherwise
maturity.
Because otherwise you're just assuming.
I think it's easier to assume than to find out why someone didn't choose you.
I also don't like, making up sort of like fake stories in your head of what happened.
Don't.
Oh, unless we're talking about sex. I mean, about what happened, you know?
Oh, this is new.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and unfortunately, there's always two sides to every story, and most people aren't willing to acknowledge that. And it's super easy to just acknowledge it's really easy to just put it on one side. And
but there's a lot of people out there that will take it all on themselves too. And they'll say,
you're right.
I'm an idiot. I fucked up. I'm the one who did all
you're
this.
Right.
Here I go again.
Yep.
I'm always
just
the
so
one.
You know, that's called a victim.
Yep.
Don't do that either.
Of course it happens to me. I didn't do a good job.
Of course
I knew this would happen.
Yeah.
You know? So there's that. Then there's blaming the other person. And then there's somewhere in between where you understand what happened.
And some things really are out of your control. Someone liking you is out of your control. Like, you can't make, like, in a relationship, if you're, like, in love and you're like, why don't you like me anymore?
Oh my God.
They might just not like you anymore. You know. It might be a bunch of things. It might not be your fault.
You know what's confusing in that sense? Okay. So, you know, you can't make someone love you. You can't make someone fall back in love with you.
Nope.
Okay. But have you ever heard the stories of, like, this guy's like, oh my God, like, she wouldn't go away. She wouldn't get out of my DMs. She was everywhere. And eventually we just ended up together.
Yeah.
That is such confusing messaging.
I know.
Cause you know, some people like the drama of it all.
Right.
And then they're like, they like it in the end. Like, anyways, it's very confusing. But at the end, the real deal is that you can't make somebody like you. You can't make somebody give you the job. You can't make somebody not fire you.
I read this article on Facebook, and it was about, like, why they got divorced, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he basically, the whole article comes down to the reason they got divorced was because he didn't put his dish away.
Right.
So some of the article is, it was really important to her and I ignored her every time she didn't put her dish away. And that was, for her, a really big thing. And then I was like, you know, sir, if that's why y'all got divorced, that's not the reason why. I just want to let you
that,
know.
Right?
No, that was his whole point. His whole point was that, like, to her, what was he didn't acknowledge what was important to her.
Oh, okay. That's the end of it.
But the dish. But if that
he didn't understand the dish was a symbol, was symbolism?
I mean, it literally came down to the dish. Like, that he kept leaving his dishes out.
Okay. By the way, he was intentionally leaving the dish
and
out.
And she was like, well, I would say I don't intentionally leave shit. That would be Mark's love language, is if I would put shit away and everything was organized. But that's not how my brain does not work. I do not see what he sees.
But if you were to understand how much he cared about that.
Oh, he does.
So he could say, you're specific. There is part of you that's not putting it away. Because if you cared about the way that I felt and thought, you'd put it away. You don't care enough.
But I could also say, if you knew how my brain worked, you would care that it's really challenging for me to live to your expectations of what you could. This could be the chicken and the egg circle forever.
Mm-hmm.
If you cared about me, you would understand that to me, this isn't important. I want to spend time with you, not putting away. Mm-hmm. Like, I could go.
And he's like, it's a fucking dish. It'll take 2 seconds.
And I'm like, so why are we divorcing over a dish?
Because yeah, the symbolism.
If my brain
though.
Does not see, if you could step into my brain and see what I see, I'm not doing it to be like, fuck you. I'm doing it because, oh, I just saw something. Someone yelled at me. I got to get a bag. And then you walked in the door.
Something was more important.
Yeah. Or I just, the dish was there and I kept on going.
Mm.
So I wouldn't, I'm like, so you could argue, in my opinion, we could go back and forth. Well, you don't understand how my brain works. I don't understand how your brain works. No, we don't. We're not each other.
Mm-hmm.
So you either you either go marry Deborah. And that will be important to you.
I'm going to refer to her as Deborah. Deborah.
Deborah is my husband's.
Deborah and Tracy.
Deborah is my husband's alter wife, who he would be uber satisfied with.
Oh, and just
happy,
so you know.
No, satisfied.
He did not make up Deborah.
No, I made up Deborah.
Yes.
He knows about Deborah. She's Italian. She cooks for him. She is organized. She has bins. He comes in. They put shit away. They take their shoes off.
You know, like, what else she does?
What?
She takes care of her items of clothing.
Oh, my God.
Like, she's had that same that same skirt. And you know, it still looks fine.
She irons, too.
Yeah. Oh, my God. She irons sheets because he likes them when they're ironed.
He irons all of this shit, okay?
She's good. She's good.
Yeah,
she's good.
No, she is like a
she
fucking...
She takes really good care of the house.
She walks in and it is fucking tickety-boo. Like, there is no... There's not even a dust ball.
Yeah.
Like, shit is...
She takes a toothbrush to the grout.
Probably. Yeah,
probably. But because she likes to.
Yeah, and on weekends, all they do is chores. And they're so happy doing chores.
Yeah, just Costco.
Chores and Costco.
And organizing.
So, and she's Italian, obviously, but without a big family. So they don't do family functions.
Oh, yes.
Her family actually died.
Okay.
Yes.
So it's just him and her. And
yeah.
They probably don't. They have huge TVs everywhere.
Oh, my God. So much. Yes.
And they watch TV. And they just are very happy, clean, yes. watching TV.
She's like, would you like a snack? She gives them a bowl of chips.
Oh, my God. There's always, like, things are in the fridge ready to go.
Uh-huh.
So I've told him.
She also doesn't drink.
I was telling
She doesn't drink, you know.
Oh no! I was telling him about this girl, and he's like,
"No drinking, no drugs."
But she's so fucking good in bed too, right?
Did he say that? And you're like, that's not actually part of what I is Deborah good in bed?
He said that he's like,
is Deborah?
And she's horny all the time.
Is
and
she?
I was like, that is not part of the story. No,
but she's is actually, she?
No, she just gets it done.
She gets it done on Wednesdays and Sundays.
I'm like, you have a schedule. I definitely said you have a schedule.
Oh, yeah. Wednesdays and Sundays.
And he's like, well, at least I knew how to get it then.
That's true.
So
See, you would like Deborah better.
I told him he's like Deborah.
Yeah, you'd like her better.
So we had this conversation about how his ulterior wife would be, who would be the perfect wife. And I said, you'd be so satisfied.
Yeah, you would.
So unhappy.
You'd be bored and it would be very predictable.
I wonder. I really wonder if he'd be bored. I think it would be so safe and cozy and, you know, like, so predictable.
Mm.
Such a predictable life.
He'd be so fat.
Yeah, he wouldn't care.
Because she'd be such a good cook.
Oh, she's so good.
And she'd ask if he wants seconds, and it's always high in carbohydrates.
Oh, my God, and so good. And it's like
she's like, you're
food.
A big man. You need to eat more.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but they probably work out together, like go for walks.
Just walks.
I told him he doesn't have the kids.
No.
I'm a single mom with the kids.
No, you and I are...
Yeah, he doesn't have the kids.
No.
And he's like, so what am I doing? I'm like, you know, you're busy.
You're working hard. You're just trying to save money and not spend it. You know what I mean? Just put it in there for nothing, for when you're dead.
With the three kids. We're very... It's crazy. We go swimming a lot. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And so So I had this conversation with him about this life that he could lead with someone else. And I'm like, but it might not be fun.
Oh, no.
It actually sounds great. I was like, I know. So... Yeah, that's his. So when I talk about,
they go to an all inclusive once a year?
Oh my God,
a cruise?
Sure, for sure, a cruise.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty basic.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all she needs.
That's all she wants.
That's all she wants.
Yeah. You know, they live. They have land. Lots of land.
Land. Lots of land.
They have so much land.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't.
He's got a lawnmower that he rides.
Of course he does. Oh, because they definitely live outside the city.
Oh my God! Of course.
Of course.
Of course they do. He thinks it's really funny that I've made this character, and she sounds great. He says she sounds great.
She does sound great.
Yeah. So
does she have a job?
No, she's too busy organizing.
Right.
No. Oh God, no. She's not perfect. You know what I mean? No.
Did not think she was perfect. Nope. Wow.
Oh my God. So my whole point was that we do things differently.
Mm-hmm.
And rather than saying, I don't care about you enough because I don't do it your way, that's not how it works. You and I are two fucking grown-ups. I'm a grown-up. You're a grown-up. I'm done with telling you that you can or can't do something. I don't give a fuck. You want to do that? Go crazy. You know, he asked me again the other day, can I do this? I looked at him. I go, I'm not going to tell you this again.
We're going to take a break. I want to know what it was.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Is it the fucking thing?
The being a doll? No, I don't know. It was something like, maybe it was even like, he bought shoes. I don't know
what
he
did. It's not the Cabana House.
No. Maybe he's like, then I'm going to go buy that. I'm like, great, do it.
Do it, go.
He goes like this to me. Can I do, it's $100-something. I go, I need you to look at me in the face right now. I go, I want you to stop asking me permission or telling me what things cost. Mm-hmm. I want you to go buy it, bring it home, mm-hmm. love it, mm-hmm. and move the fuck on. Mm-hmm. If you need me to make you feel better, but you bought something, sure. I'll do it.
Yeah.
But do not ever ask me a permission to buy something.
Yeah.
Because I really do believe you grow up to have autonomy. And if we're growing up to have permission, I'm sorry. What's the point of growing up?
I don't know.
What's the point, Natalie?
No, dude, I don't know.
I'm growing up to make decisions that I want to make.
Mm-hmm.
I want to buy this. Mm-hmm. I don't want to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do, I think this is the best. Now, if it's a big purchase and it's going to impact the family and it's about our kids, but if you're not looking and you're not interested in solving the problem, you get zero say over it. So if I say, this is what we need to do, this is where we're going, this is what it costs. Mm. If you don't come to another solution with me, I'm sorry, you're out. Mm-hmm. I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's no like, well, no. Well, no what?
Mm-hmm.
No what? Bring me a solution. No, we should look at this program instead because it offers swimming and aerobics.
I always find though when they, when you ask them for their logic always makes fucking sense. That's why I don't really want to know their logic for why they want to do things.
Yeah, but does their logic solve the problem?
No, but I mean, often... Well, I mean, depends on what it is, but often it makes sense.
I don't ever think his logic ever makes sense.
But I feel like if it makes sense, that's so boring.
Yeah, I know.
Like, that's just... who cares if it makes sense or not?
I know.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I want to go away. I don't want to have to ask you. I don't want to be, can I go? No. I'm not asking you. Here's what I'm doing. Do you want to join me?
Speaking of going away.
Yes, Newly.
I've been just watching Pete Davidson and Kim Kardashian.
Oh, yeah. Living in, like, who's there?
Bro.
How did they get there?
Why do they have the best life? New love?
Did you see my post yesterday?
Yeah. I forget now, but
bruh.
Yeah.
Bruh. Hilarious. Oh, actually, you weren't with me. Sorry. Why do they have new love? Because they're in love.
It's new love. That's why. That's why everything's so exciting. And I guess she has the kids not all the time. It's not like she has to worry about, like, every drop-off, pick-up, lunch, and whatever. She can just go to the beach with Pete, right? Yeah. Are the kids, do they go to school? Yeah, they do go to actual school.
Yeah, she's just got her. Maybe the dad has them.
Exactly.
She's got them 50% of the time.
So 50% of the time, she gets to just live her life.
My daughter had her friend over, and she goes, ugh, I hate when people say slay, queen, bra. It's so, all the old people say it now. It's so, ugh. And I was like, oh my God, we ruined it again for you all.
Well, we ruined, really, Hassan said we ruined it for the gays.
The teens ruined it for the gays.
The teens ruined it for the gays.
Yeah, they did. They started it.
So
and then
true.
The moms all stole it. And now they're like, literally, when I turned, I'm like, what? She goes, ew, it's so cringe when people say it now. And
that's,
I was like,
so funny.
So if
but these teenagers said to us last week, slay.
Oh, yeah. Well, apparently to the grade sevens, it's like, you're so cringe if you do it. I was dying. I was like, so it's over that quick, eh?
Mm-hmm.
We ruined it that quickly.
Mm-hmm. And Hassan didn't even know it went through the teens. Because he doesn't know any.
Yeah, no, we ruined it.
Oh my gosh, it's going to be Gay Pride this month in June. It's going to be so outrageous. Hassan got himself some see-through pants. See-through pants.
Do you wear underwear?
I don't know, Catherine, but I do wish a part of us had the energy. We don't like crowds, but I would like to.
Sorry.
I'd love to party with him.
I don't like crowds. I don't like heat in crowds. I don't like
naked
a lot
bodies.
Of bodies. I don't like a lot of noise in heated crowds.
It seems like so much fun.
See-through pants.
See, he's waiting for them to come.
See, the problem is...
With see-through pants?
Well, I'm sure they're hot.
Oh, because I feel like they're plastic.
Yeah, that'd be terrible.
Or are they mesh?
And, like, I feel like your dick would stick to your leg. And then you're walking.
Maybe they're not plastic.
And it's, like, gush. Like, it's, like, all that whole... The sack drops when it's hot. And then it sticks to your leg.
Why does he want that?
I mean, I guess it's hot.
Apparently, he has a very attractive penis.
He told us that, too.
So, that's interesting.
And, I don't know if we're allowed to tell the secrets, but I don't know. Yeah, I'm sure you talk about it. Interestingly enough, doesn't love to give blowjobs.
Mm-mm.
Guys, this is groundbreaking to me that we were seen as prudes for not loving to give blowjobs or take anal. And then we talked to a gay man, and he does not love to get anal or give blowjobs. Hello?
Hello. Looks like I'm a gay man too then.
And then he goes, but I'd love to eat ass.
Oh yes, that is a big giver thing. Because I was thinking
about... But we give our vagina.
Yeah.
In my opinion, that's a giver. Yeah. That's a gift.
So we do as much... Oh, do we give our vagina?
No, I mean, I mean, listen, I'm not... It's not a buffet.
Ooh.
Yes. It's not a buffet. I'm going to tell you, it's a fine cuisine
it's
restaurant.
It's a fine dining.
It's fine dining. Mm-hmm. You know what? You don't go often, but when you do, it's fucking worth it. My vagina is fine dining. How about that? You're a fucking psycho.
Oh my God.
Yeah, my vagina is fine dining. Just so you know.
And so is mine for sure.
Yeah. You know what? And you know, there's only specials once in a while. It's not the same special. And it's not always on the menu. Mm-mm. It's sometimes off the menu. Mm. And then when it's available, you're welcome. But when it's not, you know what? Fucking in and out. Let's go, baby.
I think that Hassan is open for eating ass at all times.
Yeah, he loves to eat ass.
Yeah. Can I eat your ass? Guys, we're going to leave this podcast up there. Just please, just to join the conversation. We went
and
through
so
much. And
if you love to eat ass, we're like, power to you. Good for you.
And
you
please
know what
write
you
us
like.
In about eating ass for the Friday podcast. It will be anonymous.
Oh my God, have you ever eaten ass?
Right. Let us know. I'm going to tell you something, Kat. I've never eaten ass.
I've never eaten ass.
And I know life is long, but
I'm never going to eat an ass.
I can never say never, but I can't even pick up dog shit.
I can't wait for you to tell me about the ass you ate.
Like, I can't even go, and like, if there's poo, like, no.
We're ending this so early.
No.
Only when there's 4 minutes.
Oh.
Work it, mash it up, girl, when you're feeling horny.
Naughty.
I say horny, okay? Don't tell me what to do.
Okay, bye, guys.